Vesa Draw. A sketchy kind of group show features works by 10 Vesa artist members. Until Saturday, November 27, 25 Sir Winston Churchill Avenue 780-460-5990 and Vesa-Art.com Art Gallery of St. Albert in Good Company is the new exhibit in the gallery's vault and staircase spaces. The gallery is hosting the first-ever exhibition in association with the Ildan Plus Anne Foot Edmonton Visual Arts Prize, marking the prize's 10th anniversary by bringing together the three most recent award winners, Lauren Crazybull, Aaron Munson, and Gillian Willens, with all the artists on the 2021 award shortlist, including Emmanuel Osahor, creative duo Sharon Rose Kootenay and Jason Symington, and this year's winner, Preston Pavlis. In Good Company is meant as a gathering point, bringing together seven unique artists from across disciplines who are connected by this single shared experience. Described as humbling and surprising, each was honored to be recognized by Edmonton's vibrant and hardworking artistic community, reads the gallery's webpage on the show. The first virtual panel discussion will feature early career artists. It is set to take place on Saturday, January 15, 2022, at 1 p.m. The second features ever-changing artist careers over time and takes place on Thursday, January 20, 2022. At 7 p.m. a virtual tour with curator Emily Baker will take place at noon on Tuesday, January 11, 2022. An in-person tour with curator Emily Baker will take place at noon on Thursday, January 6, 2022. Attendance for all events is free. Pre-register by visiting the gallery's website to sign up via the Eventbrite link. A closing reception will take place from 2 to 4 p.m. on January 29, 2022. Until Saturday, February 5, 2022. Starting on November 20, the gallery's main exhibition space will feature We Are the Medicine by Lana Whiskeyjack. The multidisciplinary artist and scholar from Saddle Lake Cree Nation creates deeply thoughtful works steeped in emotional and spiritual significance. As the title of the exhibition suggests, her work is an act of recognition and gratitude to ancestral medicine, restoring balance and Nahia perspective, reads the gallery's webpage on the show. A traditional concept that has been shared with me throughout my life is that we are born with the medicine that we need to restore balance within ourselves. I am reminded by each creation that I am born with the medicine to help myself, Whiskeyjack is quoted as saying. The ongoing series presents a deeply personal rendering of the Nahia teachings of the 13 sacred moons within the Nahia annual calendar. The opening reception will be held from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, November 20. An artist talk is scheduled for 1 to 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 11, and virtual tours are planned for noon on both Friday, November 26 and Tuesday, December 14. In-person exhibition tours will take place at noon on both Tuesday, December 7, and Friday, December 17. Attendance for all events is free. Pre-register by visiting the gallery's website to sign up via the Eventbrite link. Until Saturday, January 29, 2022. 19 Perron Street, 780-460-4310. Art Gallery Astalbert.ca. Art from the Unknown Rachel Notley has hosted this annual exhibit as a no-cost gallery space for Alberta's new and emerging artists for 15 years, and the 2021 edition is now online. It features 300 Alberta artists in 8 artistic categories from which 14 artists will be featured. Viewers can nominate their favorites for the 2021 People's Choice Award. Until Thursday, November 18, albertandpcaucus.ca/art-from-the-unknown-events-color-scheme is a rotating monthly online art gallery featuring selected works by students of Bellerose, Paul Kane, and St. Albert Catholic High Schools. Each month of the school year, several pieces from each school will be highlighted on the Gazette's website at www.stalberttoday.ca on the last Saturday of the month. The most recent exhibit was posted Saturday, October 30.